Coming up next on Mizzou Music, I've got an interview with the clarinet faculty here in the MU School of Music, and he's one-fifth of the Missouri Quintet. It is assistant professor of clarinet. Wes Warnhoff is back on the program in anticipation of next Monday's recital that he will have with piano collaborator Natalia Bolshakovitz Monday evening at 7:30 in the Whitmore Recital Hall. Dr. Warnhoff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Coming up next Monday, you'll have your faculty recital for this school year. You picked the repertoire. What has been interesting to you lately enough that it shows up on the program for next Monday's recital?
Not only will Natalia Bolshakova be playing, but we're also going to be collaborating with the amazing Julie Rosenfeld and Julia Bentley as well. So Julie Rosenfeld will be playing violin and Julia Bentley will be singing. And so it's kind of an effort to collaborate with as many great musicians as I possibly could. The theme was kind of something old, something new, the first half of the program is going to feature a Mozart aria and the incomparable Brahms F minor clarinet sonata. And the second half is all new music. So I'm going to be doing a piece by Eric Mandat, who we've talked about before. It's a piece very contemporary, but still accessible, I think, called Double Life, where I'll play two clarinets simultaneously, and I will play my clarinet with a PVC pipe extended down between my legs, and I'll have to use my legs to play, and all manner of multiphonics and quarter tone fingerings, etc. And finally, in that program, the second half, I'll be doing a world premiere of Aaron Mencher's new trio for clarinet, violin, piano called Perspectives, as well as a companion piece of his called Recovery, which was written last year. So a lot of new stuff going on.
And it should be mentioned that Aaron Mencher just won the Sinkfeld Prize for 2017 for excellence in composition by a MU School of Music student.
That's right. He's actually in the clarinet studio, and I heard his piece called Recovery that I'll be doing. I think I'll be doing that first on the second half of the program. And I heard him play it last year at one of the new music concerts, and I was really struck by it, and I've always enjoyed his writing. So I immediately just grabbed him after the concert and said, I have to play this piece. And so we've been collaborating ever since, and we got a Sinkfeld grant to have him write a trio for Julie Rosenfeld, Natalia Bolshakova, and myself. And then we'll be giving the world premiere of that. So really enjoy his music, and I think he's really going places. Yeah.
When you think about new music for clarinet, how are composers today using the instrument differently than those of yesteryear? Or is that an answerable question? Or is that a whole PhD's worth of a question?
That's maybe a whole PhD's worth of questions. But I think that what you'll hear on the Double Life piece by Eric Mandat is the use of the instrument in completely new ways. So not just playing with the chromatic scale, which is what the clarinet has been doing for 300 years, but breaking it down into quarter tones. So I'll be playing quarter tone chromatic scales where you resonate with fingerings and you adapt the sound quality to change constantly. I'll be playing two clarinets at once. I'm pretty sure Mozart never wrote a clarinet concerto for two clarinets at the same time, and adding PVC pipe extensions, multiple notes at the same time, called multiphonics, so all sorts of wonderful new techniques for the clarinet. It's really important that we have perspective back on the music that laid the groundwork for what we do. So that's why the Mozart and the Brahms are so important to play, and you have to have respect, and you have to be able to play that music at a high level. But what's exciting about this concert is it's taking that and it's trying to build and move forward. So it's so exciting to pair these two halves of the recital and to be able to commission new works and to play new works and to kind of show that progression within a short hour and 15, hour and 20 minute recital. So I think it's really exciting.
Do all students bring the enthusiasm for learning that historic repertoire? Do they also bring an equal enthusiasm for learning new works, or somewhere in between? I guess I'm imagining students walking in and just wanting to get right to the new work because it's so innovative, it's so different, and maybe you having to kind of temper that and say, but you got to learn your Mozart first.
Right. I think it's really interesting because it varies from student to student, and it's so interesting to see because they go to all of these concerts, and that's one of the great parts of being a music student at Mizzou is that you can, in a given week, you can hear 8 world premieres, and then you can also go hear 19th century violin, and then you can go and hear Baroque music. And so it's interesting to see who's grabbed by what. Actually, the majority of my students, I think, tend to enjoy playing the more tonal repertoire first because I think it's something that's familiar and then they can grab a hold of it. And as they develop the language to communicate with their instrument on that repertoire, then they start to see, oh, well, there's more possibilities moving music forward. And then they kind of start to see themselves within the larger construct of the canon of clarinet music and not just wanting to be stagnant, but wanting to move the music forward. So it's largely reflective of what their teacher's doing at the time or what they've heard lately and who's been in town and who's played for us.
That's the voice of Wes Warnhoff, the assistant teaching professor of clarinet and Columbia native, is 1/5 of the Missouri Quintet. We'll be hearing about that in the weeks to come. He's also got a recital coming up next Monday evening. You can find more details about Dr. Warnhoff's recital and all upcoming Centennial Year MU School of Music events on their website, music.missouri.edu. Wes, thank you for making the time to visit today.
Thank you for having me, Trevor. Great.